This is Around the House. Here is your host, Steve Gladstone.
Oh, my headphones were too high as far as volume.
Blew your ears out, huh?
I was going for that knob real fast. Oh, man.
Always test.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a little gray out there. We're
going
to have a nice day?
It's supposed to be later on, yes.
Supposed to be later on.
Mm-hmm. All right, didn't they just say there was going to be thunderstorms or somewhere? Or
Sunday night, yeah.
Sunday night. Yeah.
You have to listen to the forecast. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have to deliver the two gifts that I owe to people because they're probably wondering, am I ever going to get those gifts? And yeah, I have them. So I'm
in the car.
So I got to go to Port Chester and I got to go to Greenwich and deliver those two. And then I've taken care of my responsibilities. I try.
Yeah, that's good.
I try.
That's good. It'll be a memento.
It's going to be an interesting week. It has slowed down a little bit. This week was crazy busy. Crazy.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, the phone typically rings for Stone Hollow on Monday. Gangbusters.
What's the main thing? Why is it all on Monday? What's the thing that's
going
on
there? Well, people are searching over the weekend for houses, and then they call to make the appointment as quickly as possible for the home inspection, usually on Monday. And we'll get about four or five phone calls from realtors who will say, do you have any openings? Can I get in there quickly? Can we do it tomorrow? And can you preset the rate on? Can you do this? Can you do that? And, my two daughters will work in the office, and Monday the phone doesn't stop ringing. And you've been in there. It just rings and rings and rings. It's crazy. And I don't know what's going to happen next week. And all of my guys, one guy is on vacation right now because his head was going to explode. They're all complaining. They're typing too many reports. And I get them at 9 o'clock at night, and they say to me, all right, this one's done, proofread it. And at 9 o'clock at night, I'm not really in the mood to do that. But that's what happens. I gotta go up into the office at 10 o'clock or whatever and review reports. But we make it happen.
Yep.
We make it happen.
Show must go on.
Take responsibility.
Yeah.
All kinds of things going on. We did a little bit of, I don't know if I talked about it last week, but we did a little bit of paving in my front yard, and the driveway looks a lot nicer, and it was a section of driveway leading up to my neighbor's house, but it is on my property, and it had potholes in it, and it looked kind of miserable. So I thought, all right, if he's paving, I'll contribute and do that last section, make it all look nice,
right.
and then I'll be the good neighbor.
Right.
Yeah. That has come back to hit me in the face.
Of course.
Yeah.
Could you expect anything better than
so
that?
So I spent a bunch of money on it, and it looks nicer.
Oh, good.
So that's the way it is. I also redid one of the signs on the street.
One of the signs?
That we have an area on my street where the street actually goes off to the right. And the last time I did that sign must have been 15 years ago.
Okay.
And it was weathering and falling apart. And so I rebuilt. I actually made a new sign and put it up. And I used a product that we have not really discussed all that much. I used a product called AZEK. AZEK is plastic wood. And
AZEK.
And most lumberyards sell it, but it is a great idea if you have wood rotting around your house to use a composite brand of, instead of wood, to use something that is made out of plastic so that it won't deteriorate, won't need ongoing painting if you want it to be white, and won't do some of the things that wood does. So this old sign lasted 15 years, but it was cracked and it was peeling, and the wood was getting soft and mushy. I took it off. I put on this new one, and this one should last a lot longer.
But that's a private road, is it not?
Yeah.
Who takes care of that? If it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be you.
There's this road committee.
Okay.
Okay. We have a road committee, and the president of the road, or the chairman of the road committee, is me. So, to a great extent, I will sometimes send out an email saying we're painting the speed bumps or we're right. fixing something. But most of the time, because I don't have but a half hour here or a half hour there, I usually just go out there and quickly paint something or put something else up. So it's predominantly me when it comes to ongoing maintenance stuff. But
is this something you raised your hand for?
I've raised my hand in so many different things over the years. It's unbelievable. When it comes to an obituary, it'll be embarrassing because of some of the things that I have raised my hand for. But the bottom line is I'm the guy who paints the speed bumps. Right now there's a speed bump sign that's leaning in a tree that I have to knock the cement off of because somebody must have hit it. Because I can't imagine, any other way that it'd be leaning into the trees. But I got to break the concrete off, dig a new hole, and then put concrete in the ground again. So that'll happen in the next couple of days.
And I'm sure you'll get lots of help from your neighbors.
Well, no. What happens is because it's my fault because I don't ask people to help me. Mm. I don't send an email out saying I'm doing this later this afternoon because I never know when I'm doing it.
Right.
So you know, I've been painting this other sign in the basement for days. Putting coats of white paint on the part that has the numbers on it, and I had numbers from a previous sign that were stick-on plastic numbers, so I did that, and I did a little bit of painting on it, and then I went out there and took the old one off and then put the new one on, and so people are probably going to drive by and say, "How come that's so clean looking now?"
Yeah,
you know,
who could have possibly done that?
Well, I'm not putting a plaque under it that says my name on it.
No, somebody will run over it.
The I think the 26th, we're going to be having a presentation at the firehouse, where we're going to have what's called a wet down for the new fire engine, which has been on Long Island at the fire engine show. Because it's so new that the company that sold it to us wanted to show it off. I think it's the 26th. We're going to have a little party for the new fire engine at the firehouse.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got like a bottle of champagne you hit across the bow or something.
I think they better do that softly. Otherwise, it could do it, put a nice dent in it. But the city of Stamford and the Belltown Fire Department contributed together to put a new rig in the fire station, and
nice.
And we had a very fortunate situation this year. We have a new chief's car and a new utility truck and a new fire engine, so we are set for the next bunch of years.
That's a couple million dollars or close to.
The fire truck was $500,000,
wow.
And then equipment obviously, but it's a big upgrade, and it's a little bit smaller truck. So it will work out even better in some of the small streets like mine.
Yeah, good
because
example.
Getting a fire engine to turn around could be a 15-minute situation, you know. And you don't want to dent it, and you don't want to do damage to trees and stuff.
Really?
Like that. Yeah. Yeah, we have a couple of little small streets that it becomes very difficult.
Yeah.
And you want to hope that years ago when I was president of my street, I was able to get hydrants installed on the street
because
the water company was doing a major renovation, and the gas company was doing a major renovation. Yeah. The road was ripped up, and it was just a perfect time to get some hydrants donated and
money saver
and that was good. I've been working on and this is a combination of hats. I've been working on trying to get donations for a sign to go outside the fire station that does fire prevention messaging and community messaging. And I was really hoping that one of the local banks was going to give us a full grant on that. It didn't happen, but M&T Bank gave us $500 towards it. And McGowan Plumbing gave us some money for it. So we're going to have to try and solicit some more funds for an outdoor sign that says things like, you know, teach your kids to stop, drop, and roll, or to change the batteries in your smoke alarm and stuff like that, because a lot of people drive by the firehouse because of the configuration of the traffic lights on that street, and some messaging there would be very easy. But you need to get something that is glare resistant, that is going to be able to be programmed, and those signs get expensive.
Well, Steve can do it.
Well, the installation I could probably do, but I've been looking at a bunch of different things that we could mount on the outside of the building, and they are making exterior televisions now that you can hook up to a DVR and actually play a tape through there. Remember tape?
Tape.
You know, but you can message, you know, you can do a PowerPoint on there that has different things. So it's not as expensive as it used to be, but it ends up being about $8,000 to $10,000. Yeah.
So when you're saying it's like a TV, exterior TV.
It's basically a television set that you program to put these messages on, but it's a glare-resistant TV.
Oh, okay.
So if it's bright and sunny outside,
I've seen
you can
those.
Still
I know
see
what they are. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm hoping that I can get some corporations to donate, because it's not a big donation. I mean, to get $10,000 is not a big deal usually.
The prices of those units are...
Well, they've come down quite
a
bit, but it's got to be something that can stay outside, and that's the problem. I'm hoping that if anybody's got some spare change out there, that they might want to contribute to it. So that's one of the projects that I'm working on. And I was kind of disappointed, because I was hoping that it was going to be a single grant and we would get that.
Get it done.
But apparently there were some other organizations with greater needs than a television set. So it doesn't sound like a lot, a particularly important thing, but I think it really is. Turner River Station has an announcement kind of thing that is on a generator that is in the street, but it broke a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and they haven't had the money to fix it. So I even offered to maybe pay something towards its fix if they were willing to share it with us, but they
didn't happen.
They didn't want to do that.
Hmm.
They didn't want to be towing it from one place to the other. So we'll try and figure out a way to do something for Belltown.
Is that one of those things where you see it on the side of the road where they have
they're
usually planted there to have light bulbs?
Light bulbs. I want something that's a little bit nicer that's got a color screen on it and stuff.
Yeah.
Those things can be, they're much better visibility kind of things, so you can see them a half a mile away and stuff like that. The state's got a whole bunch of them that they put on the roadways in different places.
I'm always amazed at the number of cones they put down for things. I go, how many cones is this truck carrying?
Yeah, a lot.
You know?
A lot.
And I always try to guess, and I go, I can't imagine, 200 cones or something?
When I first got the Highlander, I was driving back from, I think, Hartford or something. And the cones were in the street, in the roadway, on one of the bigger highways, and it was veering you off from the left-hand lane to the right-hand lane.
Yeah, yeah.
And this truck wouldn't let me out of the lane, and I hit one of those barrels and put some interesting
damage.
Orange marks on my brand-new Highlander.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I was not happy. And he was grinning the whole time. He just wouldn't let me out of the lane.
Yeah. Boy,
there's people out there that are not very kind.
What do you see them online in the grocery store?
Take
care of him. Then.
It's like, you're going, 60 miles an hour. How much ahead of me are you now?
Please.
You know, a millionth of a second?
If only there was a little bit of courtesy out on the road right now. It is very disconcerting. I've talked about it enough times that people know that I'm very sensitive to it. But the amount of cutting in and out... You want police powers when this happens.
You do.
You want to be able to just speed up and pull this person over and make them sit there for 5 minutes. You know, you're in timeout.
Right. Sit down.
I don't want to punish them any more than that, but you're in timeout. You got to sit there for 15 minutes because you're driving dangerously.
That's right.
I don't know who teaches people to drive anymore. I just don't understand it.
Well, I think a lot of people, you know,
everybody's in a hurry.
And they also think, well, I know how to drive. I've been driving for a number of years. I can handle a car, you know, but things
I don't need any space to cut in and out.
Yeah. You know, so he can't see my headlights, but he'll stop, I'm sure.
He'll stop. I told you, I had somebody pass me on the dirt on the Merritt Parkway.
On the right.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Pulled out on the right, went up onto the dirt and around me. And I must have been doing 55, 60.
Lunatics.
All right, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Around the House. If you're thinking about fuel oil or propane, you want to be thinking about New England Total Energy. They have 11 trained service technicians. I meet with them on my jobs on a regular basis now because they come and inspect the heating systems when we're doing home inspections for us. New England Total Energy, they also sell electric services, do energy audits, and have the best service group that you could ask for. So if you are contemplating a service contract for your equipment, if you've got air conditioning equipment that you're going to put to sleep for the colder months, you want to give them a call at 203-869-5869, 203-869-5869, your full-service fuel oil company. And once again, it's 203-869-5869. Green Solutions Landscaping and Tree Services is a licensed and insured full-service provider of landscaping, tree removal, masonry, snow removal, and other property maintenance projects. Green Solutions has been serving Fairfield County since 2011 and is operated and managed by Bernal Mora. Green Solutions offers its customers a comprehensive suite of services which will make your property something to be proud of all year long. At Green Solutions, we treat your property as if it was our own. We provide free estimates and references upon request. And they get involved with property management, seasonal cleanups, weeding, pruning, mulching, weekly mowing, planting, grass seeding and sod, irrigation systems, lawn aeration, gutter cleanup, poison ivy removal, masonry, tree removal, fencing, firewood, installation of Christmas lights, and landscaping construction projects, and even snow removal during the winter. So if you want to give them a call, it's 203-400-4949. That's 203-400-4949. www.greensolutionslandscapingllc.com. That's a mouthful. So www.greensolutionslandscapingllc.com. And once again, 203-400-4949.
Now, here's Around the House with Steve Gladstone.
Now, John Roman.
Hmm.
John Roman. Yeah, you got to put all that stuff on a disc for me. Or on a flash drive or something.
Yeah.
I'll have to find a flash drive. Huh?
I'll get you a reel-to-reel.
Put it on a mini disc, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And a cassette.
I have a reel-to-reel tape recorder.
I'm sure you do. You look like the type that would.
I do.
Is it in your storage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Of course it's there.
And it's made the cut so far. Huh?
Next to all the 8-tracks, yeah.
It was like Sony's top of the line.
Of course.
And you can take the speakers off. The thing weighed like 50 pounds. You know, you carry it up a stair.
You had tubes in it.
Huh? Yeah, probably. It did.
Yeah, try and find a tube now.
Oh, God.
Every pharmacy, you can find a tube tester, mm-hmm. right?
I worked in a pharmacy, and I'd have to go in there and, you know, replenish it or exchange it for something else for somebody. And
kids wouldn't even know what a tube is.
No,
they wouldn't even know. It's
YouTube, that's what they
know. Yeah, YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, that come a long way.
Yeah, the TV repairman would come in. He'd put the mirror in front of the TV. He'd sit behind it, and he'd test the tubes.
And he'd you know, swivel the TV around to get behind, and you've got the
23-inch big TV.
Yeah, God. Jeez.
With the channel tuner, where you had to turn the channel. We're so spoiled.
You had to get up and turn the channel.
Yeah. I don't want to do it. I did that last time. I turned it last time. You turn it this time.
And then you lose your seat if you.
That's how somebody invented vice grips. When that knob would break from all the use of it, you'd put the vice grips on it.
we used the pliers.
Yeah.
To turn the channel.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then that would start to strip a little bit.
Sure.
What do we do now?
Buy a new TV.
That was not an option.
TVs cost 50 years ago?
That's a good question.
I wasn't buying them, so I don't know.
I don't remember.
A lot of them were wood. You know, they were in these casings.
Well, sure. Yeah.
It was
console
furniture.
TV.
It was a furniture thing.
Yeah, that was the thing when I went to Graceland. Elvis had two small TVs next to each other. That was the extravagance.
Wow.
Was it called solid state? Was that the...
Well, it was solid state was when it became transistors.
Yeah.
And
sounds
they started
like a
getting
university,
away.
Doesn't it?
I went to solid state. Yeah. Rah-rah.
A&M.
I graduated,
Yeah.
I was an undergrad at A&M. Move it up to...
solid state. You know, it's amazing how much of that stuff has just gone by the wayside. Now, when I'm inspecting houses and I see speaker systems, you know, yesterday, 2 days ago, we opened up a closet and there was the amplifier and the tuner.
Yeah.
My kid would go, "The what?" Right. And I'm looking at it and I see Marantz. And I thought,
Marantz.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, Marantz. There's an old brand.
Absolutely, that's old.
Okay.
Like antiques.
Yeah. Mm. Antiques that still work because a lot of these things just don't go bad. And, you know, Sony took the market for a long time.
Yeah.
Panasonic had the market for a long time. Harman Kardon.
They're still around, I think, aren't they?
Okay. What other brands can you think of?
I actually think my car has Harman Kardon
speakers
on it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's another company that owns it, and
they
keep the brand or something. I don't know.
Pioneer.
Oh, man, absolutely.
I had a Pioneer quadraphonic stereo. Yeah.
Quadraphonic.
We have a phone caller? Good morning. Welcome to Around the House.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
Steve.
Yes.
This is the critic.
The critic. Okay. What's your contribution for today?
The contribution, is it true that you giving up the gig?
Yeah, they'll be today and two more shows.
Okay. Now, related to your messaging sign.
You
should investigate
road.
Whether that could be part of the infrastructure program.
Just one more thing added on to that. Yeah.
Fix
my bridge and give me a messaging sign.
Well, considering how they're distributing money for other things, that'd probably be in top 10.
In the top 10.
Yours versus theirs.
Okay. So versus replacing the bridge in the middle of Stamford.
No. I'm not talking about the bridge. I'm talking about the idiotic projects that are included in their proposal.
Yeah, I don't, I haven't wasted any time reading that bill, if that bill even exists yet, because they're still arguing over it. And
No, totally, but some of the observations that people more knowledgeable than myself have made regarding, there's quite a bit of criticism of things that do not or should not belong there.
Yeah, I don't know.
So,
we'll see. We'll see where it
goes.
Well,
good luck in your endeavors.
Thank you.
And that's basically it. So accept my apologies for the criticism.
Okay.
You got two more weeks.
You got two more weeks.
Get it in now.
All right. Thanks for calling. The reality is it's been a long, wonderful path that we've followed, and Tony is going to have to find something to do on Saturday mornings. And Gene has been a trooper to be here every week.
Oh, thanks!
Since I invited you, and I actually
you didn't invite me.
I think I invited you.
Yeah, you said to me, I had been on the show twice.
Yeah,
and we saw each other at the party, and I came on the second time. And you said, come back anytime as we were walking out.
And so you did.
And I said, how about next week? And you said, okay. And I just kept coming back.
Okay.
Just, that's kind of like, come over anytime for dinner.
Yeah.
Never exactly. Left.
Can't get him out of the refrigerator.
That's not a problem with Gene.
But it was great. I've enjoyed
we
it.
Have fun.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
And I hope that people listening have had fun. And even my critic, there must be a reason he listens every week. So.
Yeah.
I feel bad about it, but you know, the bottom line is everything has its time, and I think that it's the right time. And you know, if we're having fun, is a good thing.
Yes, it is.
But I've been on the radio now for somewhere in the area of about 20 years, and. I don't know if I'll do a podcast or I'll do nothing. I haven't made those decisions
mm-hmm.
yet.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I think I'm going to enjoy the summer.
I think you should. You earned it.
Yeah.
More than earned it.
And
there are plenty of signs to fix in the meantime. and bumps to paint.
And speed bump signs, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're here today, and if you want to call in, it's 203-661-5051. No crying. we'll entertain your phone calls. It's 203-661-5051 if you want to call in. No pressure whatsoever.
And, you know, there's still time to get us donuts.
Yeah.
We're still pushing for that.
Yeah. It's 8:32. My goodness. And the phone is ringing again. All right. Welcome to Around the House.
Steve, I think you're not running on the internet. You just dropped out.
On the internet? WGCH.com?
Correct.
All right. We'll check it. Thank you.
Thanks. Right.
So I'm already being censored.
You see, they're hinting.
Yeah.
They're hinting.
All right. If we're on Facebook. So if you want to join us on Facebook, it is Stephen, Stephen Gladstone. And we are live on there, and there's about 10 people listening to that. And
yeah, normally I go WGCH.com.
Yeah. Well, Tony's checking right now. Tony's
all right.
Checking. Thank you.
So I don't know if you recognize the voice, but it is the critic.
Yes, I do recognize your voice. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There are a bunch of people that I recognize their voices every time they call.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good luck.
Thank you. I can't control that.
Yeah,
can't control that.
Is that not working, or is it?
No, it's fine.
Tony says
it is.
Tony
okay.
says it's back up. So I don't know. All right. The what else? 203-661-5051. Let me talk about budget blinds. As long as we have a couple of minutes,
I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
Andrew Bogdan's got Budget Blinds, and Budget Blinds is a very interesting company because instead of having a hard store somewhere or a brick and mortar store, he has a display vehicle, and that vehicle is a big Sprinter truck that he will come into your neighborhood, drive up your driveway, and bring his displays to you so that you can cover your naked windows with all of the things that are in fashion at that time, which is really an important thing because he has demos from all of the major manufacturers. So he can show you plantation blinds or automated blinds or blinds that come down and blinds that go up, blinds with strings, blinds without strings, you name it. He's got it, draperies as well. And you can pick all the colors. He's got all the color swatches that you could look through and pick the color that goes best with your decor. And once you've picked it, they put the order in, and when it arrives, Victor shows up with the order and installs it. So it is a no-brainer. I'm always nervous when I use that phrase. It's a no-brainer, except that there are good brains taking advantage of ordering things properly and measuring things properly and installing them properly and great warranties. He's got that first 5 years no questions asked warranty. You're not happy, they'll reorder the whole shebang. And so how can you lose? So the bottom line with Budget Blinds is it's going to be a wonderful experience. You're going to get what you want. And the end result is happiness.
Ooh.
Ooh, happiness. 203-580-3362. 203-580-3362. And tell them you heard it on that crazy radio show that you have been listening to for all these years. Budget Blinds of Stamford, Greenwich, Darien, New Canaan, Rowayton, and Norwalk.
Milton. Isn't that in there?
I don't even know. I don't know what town he's in anymore.
Tanzania,
yeah. Nigeria, whatever.
Abu Dhabi.
They'll deliver. Victor will go.
He's in Turks, but not Caicos.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. Good.
So that's taken care of. So other things going on around the house. Mm-hmm. I have once again altered the chicken coop.
Oh, of course.
We have now put little platforms underneath the roosting bars.
This is where
ongoing, sleep in. It's unbelievable.
It's going to be a condo.
Unbelievable.
This is the real reason he's not doing the show anymore.
I am so
24/7 chicken coop.
So. Two nights ago, it was so hot, I had to install a fan in there.
How hot was it?
Well, thank you, Rodney. I had to install a fan. So at 9:30 at night, I'm devising a system of putting fans in there. So I may have to do something as far as cooling the coop. Cooling the coop.
Cool.
And my wife wants me to put more ventilation in, so I have to put more ventilation holes in there so that when the fan is working, there's more fresh air for them because there's 16 chickens in one of the coops.
Wow.
And it gets warm in there.
I bet.
And they're not happy when they're sweltering or they're freezing. The problem is if I put more holes in there, then I have to figure out ways of closing those holes during the winter.
Yes,
you see, it is never ending.
That's right.
Never ending. It's
going to be the rest of your life doing this.
And yesterday I was on an inspection, and they had the same kind of enclosure that we have that is alterable. And I said to the people, are you going to have chickens? And they said, no, absolutely not. And I said, well, if you decide that you want to get rid of the enclosure, let me know. I'll come and take it apart.
Yeah, yeah.
So I may end up with that thing, which would mean I'd have to put it together at my house.
Absolutely.
But yeah. But
you're building another little...
Well, you see, so far we haven't had any problems with anything attacking the chickens. And
so
I'd like to keep that way.
Yeah, that's
because
working.
Just about everyone I've talked to that has chickens has given me the sad story. Okay.
It's an ugly world out there.
We got rid of the rooster, so there's no crowing going on. So there's no reason for any of my neighbors to be upset. And we continue to watch to see if any of the new ones are roosters, and we will get rid of them as quickly because I don't want any roosters. And if anyone listening needs a rooster, let me know.
If anyone needs a rooster, who,
yeah. Well, if you want,
raise your
if
hand.
You want to breed chickens,
yeah.
You need a rooster,
yeah,
because you need fertilized eggs. But if you don't, if you just want eggs, then you don't need a rooster. And a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, I never knew that before.
Well,
yeah.
You know, they have eggs on a daily basis, and if they're not fertilized, that's perfectly fine for eating eggs. But if they are fertilized, they turn into little chicks.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And we did that. We hatched three of the fertilized eggs and ended up with two roosters and one hen. The odds were not good.
Yeah, really.
They were lovely animals. But. Yeah. Some of them are really quite nice.
They're real pretty. They have
They're pretty, but a couple of them are actually people-oriented birds.
Mm.
Okay? But the rest of them are... You've heard the word, you're a chicken. They're very skittish. They're very afraid of people.
Yeah.
And so they run in the opposite direction when you try and even pet them.
Yeah.
But a couple of them actually come over to you, not just for food, but for some affection, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But
you usually don't expect that from chickens.
Well,
a
lot of people have birds, mm-hmm. and a lot of people love birds. I've had birds over the years. Minor birds, I did not have a good situation. I had a minor bird in college, and pretty much you can tell which books I had in college because that bird pooped on all of them.
Oh, God.
And there was just no training that bird. That bird said things, but bizarre things.
Yeah.
I've had a cockatiel. I've had a couple of cockatiels that were a lot of fun and spoke. And I've had parakeets that were fun, but they don't last as long.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law has had all kinds of parrots that were talking birds and very interesting. But every once in a while, one of them would bite someone because they have massive beaks that, and very strong. I didn't want that.
Don't you feel a little guilty that it's in a cage?
No,
and it's,
no.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, I'm feeding these birds.
Yeah,
these birds eat very well.
But I mean, I always think, well, they should be flying around rather than just being in a cage.
Well, but these are domesticated birds. These are birds, if you let them fly around, they would be eaten in about 2 seconds.
Well, at least they'd be having
another break. You want another break?
Wow.
All right, we'll be right back on Around the House. So many times when people are moving into their new place, they ask me, who should I use for painting? And that's an easy answer for me. It's Jonathan's Painting Service. Jonathan does both interior and exterior, both residential and commercial painting. He's helped me out in several conditions around my house and at the firehouse. And we've referred him to a lot of people and gotten excellent testimonials back in regard to his workmanship. He's up to about 15 guys in about 5 trucks, so he's doing real well. JonathanPainting.com or 203-540-1533, 203-540-1533, Jonathan's Painting Service. As I said, he's fully insured and fully licensed. They are one of the best painting services out there. Attention to detail is really an important aspect of Jonathan's work, and they clean up after themselves. And I absolutely feel that he's the right choice if you're looking for a painting service. Jonathan's Painting Service, 203-540-1533. If you are in a business that you are not particularly happy about being in and you would like to change professions, we at the New England School of Home Inspection are starting classes. We're doing Saturday, Sunday classes right after the radio show. I go run into the classes, and it's a 10-day class. So 10 different dates on the calendar, or 10 different weekends on the calendar. And you can learn and take the pre-licensing course for home inspection and complete the first step of getting your license for becoming a home inspector. I've been doing this for over 35 years. It's a wonderful business. And if you have been in the trades or in any business that you're considering changing because you're not happy and you would like to do something else, and you are interested in doing something that is consumer-oriented, and this is a business for people who like to communicate all kinds of things about houses, you can call me at 203-327-6824. That's 203-327-6824. Or you can go on our website, which is New England School of Home Inspection.com. New England School of Home Inspection.com. And there's information with the dates on it. And if you have questions, you can always call me at 203-327-6824. If you're buying a home, selling a home, or just living in a home and wondering if it's falling apart around you, you should call Stone Hollow Fine Home Inspections. We look at roofs, crawl spaces, basements, and attics with over 35 years of experience in Fairfield and Westchester counties. We are the best-looking inspectors you can hire. And we do water testing, radon, mold testing, and pool inspections as well. Stone Hollow Fine Home Inspections, 800 800-356-9611. That's 800-356-9611. Or check out our testimonials at stonehollow.com, Angie's List, and Yelp. If this is your first home or you've had a bunch, we will help you to better understand conditions, maintenance needs, and safety items to protect you and your family. Stone Hollow Fine Home Inspections, 800-356-9611. Call today.
And now you have Steve Gladstone at Around the House.
Thank you. All right, we're back. If you want to call in, it's 203-661-5051, 203-661-5051. I'll be saying that number in my sleep.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And at night, you're going to wake up to a blinking light.
A blinking light, and I'll hear the theme song.
And you'll get up and answer the phone.
And it'll be the bishop.
Yeah, really?
That's Steve's alarm is the theme song.
It'll be the critic.
Steve's alarm is the theme song.
Yeah. Or it'll be Gary, or any number of people who call on a regular basis. Yeah, and that's okay. I'll entertain those phone calls.
I'm absolutely sure of that.
Nobody is an enemy.
Yeah, that's a good.
I mean, really, if you think about it, we've only had one situation over the years where somebody called up and said something inappropriate, and everybody else has been very nice and asked good questions, and we've had some great guests.
Yes, we have.
An occasional gaffe here and there, but other than that, it's been a lot of fun.
It's live. It's live radio, and
I don't think we've ever attacked anyone, even if they were coming from left field. We politely listened to them and then said thank you very much for calling, and that was the end of it. So, you know, this is certainly not shock jock radio.
And that's very true.
And although I have my opinions, I don't think I've been particularly strong with any of them. And I've allowed people to have alternative opinions on things and voice them when they wanted to. I am in favor of taking that police station down in Stamford. I'm not sure that they should sell that property right away, because I think that the shopping center that's next to it is going to be probably the next big development.
Where is this? On Hope? Was it
on
Hope Street?
On Bedford Street and Hoyt.
Oh, right. Okay, I know what it is. Okay.
Bedford and Hoyt. And I think that's a pretty advantageous location for someone once the police station is gone. I don't think we need another park there. I think we've got a very large park in the middle of Stamford right now that's being developed even more. I would like to see that bridge get rebuilt. I don't understand why they can't put supports underneath it and make it stronger or do something with it that would cost less than taking the whole bridge away and building a new bridge.
Are they waiting for you to do it?
I think they're waiting for me to make the decision.
Yeah.
But I don't like that it is a fenced off pedestrian only bridge that only divides the one side from the other side and kind of creates a depressed side on one side.
Mm.
And I don't think that's a good reflection on West Main Street there. I think that there should be traffic coming through it. You know, that's just my opinion. I hate to see things deteriorate to the point where people can't even walk across it because it's not safe. But I think that probably more people feel strongly about it that might even be willing to contribute towards its upgrade. And Mayor Martin should be thinking about that. And anybody else who is now going to be running for mayor should be thinking about the fact that we closed off Main Street. And, you know, that used to be the main road going through the city of Stamford. And
I'm not really familiar with that. But,
near West Park Place. Main Street kind of dead ends now on a bridge that is not functional.
Oh, great.
And Tresor Boulevard now goes through the city as Route 1. But it's the way it looks right now, it's terrible. it doesn't look good at all, and it affects the quality and the value of the properties around it.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, with the police station, the same is true. You've got the courthouse there. You've got a new, beautiful police station. You take that old one down, and that place is ripe for a multi-story building or a commercial building or something. And then at some point, that shopping center is going to be the next thing because they built a big building behind it. And it's probably one of the bigger pieces of property downtown that probably would do well to be developed because a lot of people want to live downtown.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's in walking distance to a lot of restaurants and recreational things. And
it's a nice area.
Yeah. I'm doing something different tonight.
What do you really?
I am.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm going to the movies.
Going. The movies.
Is Remember they, movies?
Movies when they had you actually park and go to the thing and have popcorn and
yes,
all that. And you
yes.
sat down with other people
yes.
that you didn't know?
That's right. In the same vicinity.
How can you do that?
And I'm because I'm double vaccinated. That's why.
Wow.
And I'm going to see a show that I saw off Broadway and on Broadway. And now I'm going to see it in the movies in the Heights. Which was one of the most wonderful experiences that I've had. And now the reviews of the movie are, it's incredible, and it's got 5 stars.
What's the name of it?
In the Heights, which is before he did Hamilton, Miranda did In the Heights.
Oh, my God,
really? And it was wonderful. All about Latinos in Washington Heights. And the music is extraordinary, and the dancing is extraordinary. And I understand that the movie is just great.
Wow.
So I am absolutely looking forward to it.
What a great talent this guy is.
He really is.
You know, you see, Hamilton, which I've never seen, but, you know,
I've seen it
on TV.
Well, the TV was pretty excellent.
Yeah, it was wonderful. My daughter plays it all the time.
Yeah.
And it was, and you say, well, that's good. He's got that. And suddenly he's got he's got another one.
Well, this was before.
Right. I'm saying, he actually now he's got another one out
he
there.
He actually had two before. And one was about cheerleading.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the soundtrack to that, when you listen to the soundtrack for the cheerleading one, there are a lot of similarities. You can tell that he used the same people for a lot of things. But when I saw it off Broadway, I was in New York teaching that night, and I found that was going on. So I bought one ticket, actually, because I was by myself. And I went to see it, and I was just blown away how
wow.
great it was. And that night, I paid to pre-purchase for the soundtrack that hadn't even been made into a recording yet. That's how cool the music was.
Wow.
And I have played that soundtrack over and over and over again. And then when he came out with Hamilton, and the prices of theater went up to like $600 for theater tickets, I brought the whole family to that. I can't tell you how much money I spent.
Oh, man, I can imagine.
I don't even want to think about it. But the show was astonishing. Astonishing. And to watch it on TV after it was just as astonishing. But my daughter bought us tickets, even though it's on HBO now, and you can see it on HBO.
Yeah.
She bought tickets because she wants to see it on the big screen.
Of course.
So I said, well, why don't we go to IMAX? And she said, because IMAX makes me sick.
Oh, well.
And I totally understand. Totally understand. A lot of people can't handle, including myself, these wide screen, you know,
the monster
super
screens.
Well, the kind of screens that Disney's got.
Yeah.
That are just all encompassing. We have a caller. Welcome to Around the House. Good morning.
Critic Zahn again. You're streaming 2 audio signals on the internet.
2 audio signals?
Yeah, one behind the other with the delay.
Really?
All
right.
Check it out.
All right. He'll check it.
Well, if you keep doing this, you're going to be on salary pretty
That's
soon.
Right. You're going to have to start working
yeah.
here.
We'll give you a shirt and everything.
Call Bob. Oh, man.
Wow.
The
Thanks for telling us.
I can't control it. I don't know what's going on. And you're picking it up on your phone and it sounds okay?
It's fine.
Hello.
Maybe you should try going to iNet Radio.
Yeah, try a different different one of the streams.
I mean, that's where this comes from, inetradio.com. It's fine.
Are you going on WGCH.com?
It takes me over to iNet Radio.
Yeah. I don't know.
On the phone. Maybe it's different on a computer.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hmm.
I can't do anything because I can't change from the Facebook page. Otherwise, I lose those people.
Well, thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, thank you. I can't control anything anymore. I'm out of control. All right. So the plants are blooming.
Yes.
The sprinkler system is on 2 days a week.
Nice.
And we fixed the leak because, of course, when they did the paving, we hit the irrigation system.
Right, of course.
I ran a conduit to where I want to build the new shed. And
did you get permission to build it yet?
I have not done anything as yet because I haven't gotten back the survey yet. But I'm going to call Ken Frateroli this week and find out what's taking so long. But hopefully with the survey back, I'll be able to do something. Dean got his slab installed.
So he's excited.
He's excited. And soon he's going to have a delivery of his workshop shed. And then I think he's going to wish that he had gotten the permit for putting electrical in because he's going to have to do that after the fact. And he's going to have a shed with flashlights.
Jeez.
He'll have battery operated.
Slight oversight.
He'll have a sunroof.
Well, it complicates things. I mean, he needed to know what he wanted to do. So he doesn't really know what he wants to do as far as plugs and switches and lighting. So he didn't go to that point. But he's going to have to trench out an electric line. And, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not that hard to do, but it's important. And especially if he ends up having a shop with the need for some 240 lines, that's going to be an even bigger thing. I don't know what I want right now. I don't know how big it can be. And so I'm just.
But he just wants one.
He's done it. He's committed to it. He's already bought it. So he's going to have quite a shed when it gets there. And I'm envious. You know, to have a nice big work shed to put your machines in. And
yeah, but yours has lights in it.
Well, right now, yeah. But as big as I can do, that's what I'm going to do.
If
they say no, then I won't do anything. I'll go to Italy. Goodbye. I'll spend the money differently. Father's Day is coming up.
When is that? And next weekend?
On the 20th. It's soon. After the next show.
Yeah.
And I don't need anything. And so my kids keep saying, what do you want? What do you want? And I have no idea what I want.
You've got everything.
I really don't need anything. That's the thing. I mean, when it comes to clothing, maybe I could use a couple of things, but don't really need very much. So we're going to break for the news and weather and a couple of commercials, and then we're going to come back, and we've got another hour to kill. And if you want to call us, I encourage you to think about calling us because in another 2 weeks, you're not going to have the opportunity.
So sign in
now.
So
if you want to give us a call, feel free to do that. We'll be right back.
AM 1490 and FM 105.5 WGCH Greenwich.
USA Radio News. with Mike Fortier.
A mass shooting in Texas has the FBI's attention. The Joint Terrorism Task Force investigating this morning's shooting in downtown Austin. At least 13 people hurt, two of them in critical condition. Besides terrorism, Austin police say another possibility is that it's gang-related. This comes just hours after another mass shooting in Savannah, Georgia, Friday night. One dead, eight others hurt, a 2-year-old and a 13-year-old among those shot, both expected to survive. No arrests announced in either shooting. Vladimir Putin calls former President Trump extraordinary, talented, and colorful. In a recent interview with NBC News through an interpreter, he shared his thoughts on President Biden.
President Biden, of course, is radically different from Trump because President Biden is a career man. He spent virtually his entire adulthood in politics. Just think of the number of years he spent in the Senate. A different kind of person.
The full interview will air Monday. McDonald's announcing yesterday it's the victim of a data breach affecting customers in South Korea and Taiwan. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The return of the cruise industry hitting a snag. Two passengers on Royal Caribbean's The Celebrity Millennium test positive for COVID this week. The guests now in isolation and being monitored. All adult guests were required to be vaccinated before boarding. This is the first major cruise line allowing Americans, provided they were fully vaccinated. They also had to have a negative COVID test within 72 hours of departure last weekend. New voting laws across the country will be reviewed by the Justice Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland promising Friday to beef up its enforcement of laws meant to prevent discrimination.
We will use all existing provisions of the Voting Rights Act, the National Voter Registration Act, the Help America Vote Act, and the Uniform and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act to ensure that we protect every qualified American seeking to participate in our democracy.
Garland says the number of employees in the DOJ Civil Rights Division will double in the next 30 days. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Justice Department now investigating itself, Wendy King explains.
Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe. The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco referred the case to the IG. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin, say that former Attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions must testify under oath to the committee. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
New York lawyers may have to follow controversial new guidelines. Here's Brad Bernards.
Just a few months after a federal court struck down a sweeping Pennsylvania ethics code for lawyers as unconstitutional, New York is considering similar versions. They're drawing the same warnings from First Amendment experts for creating something like a universal speech code for lawyers that follows them even into social situations. The proposals would subject New York lawyers to official investigation and possible punishment for using undefined derogatory or demeaning language against protected classes including race, sex, religion, and gender identity. From the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
From the WGCH Weather Center,
A morning shower, then becoming partly sunny today with highs around 70. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows near 60. Partly sunny tomorrow, a shower or a thunderstorm towards evening with highs 74 to 78. Then partly sunny on Monday with scattered showers and thunderstorms 72 to 77. Showers ending on Tuesday, then becoming mostly sunny and warmer with highs near 80. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 and 105.5 WGCH.
The following show has paid WGCH a broadcasting fee, and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio. This is Around the House. Here is your host, Steve Gladstone.
All right, we're back, and as the music fades away
into the morning.
It's still pretty gray out.
Yeah.
Yep, it's a little windy, it's a little gray.
A little
it looks
chill-ish.
Like we're going to get probably a little rain. It's hard to tell. As I look out towards Bruce Park Sports on one side and what is it? Webster Bank on the other side over there.
Yeah. Webster's below us. Geographically, that is.
No, below us is Patriot Bank.
Oh, Patriot
Webster
Bank.
Moved across the street over there. Yeah. Through the window, okay. You can't see.
Right.
Through the window, you can't see.
No, that section.
But we think it's over there somewhere.
Yeah.
In that general direction.
Yeah. So, if you want to join us, you can join us.
If you're in the banking area.
That's true. You can't hear the callers, but you can hear everything else.
Yes.
Yes. That's my Facebook because I'm not plugged into anything else.
And they always have donuts at a bank.
Where is that plug? Let's try an experiment. That was this one. Do I have a speaker jack on this thing? Yeah, I do. Where's the other end
Please
of that?
Please stand by.
Is that it? No.
No, there's a long one. Yeah, stand by while we fool around. Where's the other end of that?
It's in here.
No.
And this is plugged in.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh, I see what happened. Okay, so there might be some things. This is plugged in over here.
In the meantime, we're just trying to fix this thing up so we can make
something else up that I don't know if we want to play with it. I don't know.
This was this.
We have wires all over the place. We don't know where they lead to.
I don't know.
I have to let Bob know.
I don't know how to do that now.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We can't do it.
I forgot.
Sorry.
We're just the talent here.
Sorry.
We don't worry about the...
That's for the tech people to come in.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, well. Sorry. So we just lost... God.
We just lost Facebook.
As soon as I bump into that cord... your live video has ended. All right, so we got to hang on. Oh, this is terrible. Talk, say something.
Oh, my God. All right, so I'm looking at your screen over here. Is that an aerial view of something? What is that, I guess?
It's aerial view of Greenwich.
Oh, really?
Or an area that's just outside by the North Street School.
Oh, okay. And that's there because... It's just like that.
Somebody just happened to take a picture of it.
Oh, okay. All right. Looks nice, though. Kind of an interesting look.
It's always interesting seeing things from the air that you normally
But then you
see
say, what is that from a drone? Yeah. Have you ever used a drone?
Yes.
Have Steve you? Has.
Yeah. You have, that's right. You've
Steve and Harold used to fly them around, right? You crash them into their houses and things.
Steal candy from the kids.
We did a number of things that... was problematic. Now somebody's going to tell us we're off Facebook. I know.
Yeah, John, what's up?
Okay.
All right,
we're trying to settle this.
We'll be back in a second.
We're trying to work on this.
Hang on.
This is don't go away.
It's a technical thing.
Yeah.
And this computer is not particularly fast.
We've got a caller for you, Steve.
All right, just tell them to hang on a second. Let me just get us back on live. God.
We're trying.
We're beyond trying here. What's going on here?
You know, we've gotten to the moon a couple times,
mm-hmm.
And
not us.
But obviously, we'll still here on the launch pad.
Oh my goodness.
That's the way it goes.
We're trying to get out of the hotel.
Welcome to Around the House. Good morning.
Steve.
Yes.
It's John Iannuzzi.
Hey, how are you?
Now, I used to sit every set pre-pandemic. I would sit a couple of rooms down the hall from you while you made your radio magic with Jim Campbell.
Oh, yeah?
And I got to tell you, I tune in sporadically. I always enjoy hearing you, and I'm going to miss you.
Well, thank you for that.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah, you do a heck of a job.
Well, come over to the house.
Sharing a studio. You'll regret that. I always had questions for Steve. And by the way, we borrowed your co-host one time. I don't know if you remember that.
Who did you borrow? Harold?
Gene came on the air with
us. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
With Jim Campbell.
Oh, okay.
Gene, do you remember that?
Absolutely.
That's right. Gene did a show on comedy, right?
Yeah.
He did.
Yep.
We had a gentleman who was, what do they call that, Gene, where they punch up the audience before a show?
Yeah, that's what
it is. Fred DeCordova kind of thing.
Right? Yes. No.
It's a warm-up guy, right?
Warm-up guy.
Yeah. Warm-up, yes. Yeah.
Bob Perlow.
We had a warm-up guy, and Gene came in and warmed up the warm-up guy, but we... You know, we always enjoyed sharing the studio with you on Saturday mornings, Steve.
Well, sure.
That's great.
Thank you.
Well, John, you're a homeowner now, so what questions do you have for Steve?
I am just trying. So here's the deal. Unfortunately, we had to do the irresponsible thing that everyone's doing now and kind of forego any checks, any... We had to just barrelhead into this. Well, we're going to lose this opportunity. So I'm just crossing my fingers that everything is going to last for a little while. I'm worried about the HVAC system. How long can you go with the septic system, Steve, before you should get it checked?
Oh, that's an interesting question. How many people are living in the house?
Two adults, one baby.
Probably 3 years.
Yeah, that's about what I figured. So... The owner told us that it had been done about 2 years ago, so we're getting on the... We're kind of on the edge of everything, which is nerve-wracking, but
Did you have it inspected before you bought it?
No, that's what I'm telling you. To get the house, we had to just barrel ahead.
Oh, okay.
Are you talking about...
They were going to list the house, and it was going to be a bidding war that we could have never...
Never survived
that.
Huh?
We would have been out of our...
Oh, believe me, I understand. Everybody is feeling such pressure right now, it's unbelievable. Because you didn't have it inspected, it might be a better idea to pay somebody to come in and inspect it now to make sure that you're not putting off something that needs to get fixed. Because if one of the baffles has fallen off, which is not unusual, or there's a filter on the system that is clogged... or getting clogged, those things could have an effect on the efficiency or effectiveness of the system that might well be worth a few $100 to have somebody take a look and fix before it becomes a problem. So, a lot of people who waive the home inspection, which I think is a terrible idea, but...
I didn't want to.
Well, but the thing is that... You shouldn't waive the inspection. You may be able to say to somebody, we're still going to have it inspected, but it is not a contingency on the sale. So therefore, you still have the opportunity to have someone look. And if you had to run away, you could run away. But it wouldn't be a bargaining chip. And that's what a lot of people are trying to avoid at this point. Because I'll come in and I'll find water problems, I'll find leakage, I'll find corrosion, I'll find antique wiring or dangerous wiring. And typically what people would do is turn around and say, well, we would like that fixed before closing. If you've waived the inspection contingency, you really don't have any other reason other than I don't want to buy the house to get away from it. Okay? So you don't sign the final thing. You might lose your deposit, but you could still escape the money pit. But with the septic system, because the system is buried and no one is looking at it, you're really going on the assumption that pretty much anything you flush down is going to go away. And if it doesn't, that's not going to be a pleasant week. And it could be thousands of dollars to dig up the system and correct something.
Yes. And the other thing, Steve, is that, I lived for many, many years in Bridgeport. We had great water. I'm now on a well. That's a whole other animal.
Well, but the well water should be sent to a lab and analyzed. And, you know, we do it on pretty much every single house that has a well. We take the sample for radon in water. We take the sample for arsenic and uranium. We take the sample for about 21 different tests that the water is analyzed, because you could be drinking dirty water that could give you diarrhea, that could make you sick, and you wouldn't even realize it sometimes because you might blame it on something else. But every time somebody touches a faucet or fixes something, they leave behind some germs and bacteria. And we don't want germs and bacteria in the water that you're drinking. We want your water to be clean. So not doing a water test, not having a radon test, not doing a home inspection, whether it's a contingency for the sale or not, I think is just a ridiculous thing. It's just no matter what you spent on that house, you spent a lot of money. And to move into that house and have a baby drinking the water, or have yourselves drinking the water and not having that water tested, is often foolish. Because so many places in this area have wells that have contamination in it, whether it's hard water or the water is acidic or too basic, or whether or not there's contaminants in it like iron or manganese or other things, you want to have it checked. And I think at this point, if you haven't done any of those things, you still have time to do it. Don't not spend the money, even though you can't negotiate for a fix. Does that make sense?
It certainly does. Tony, this is the stuff we're going to miss in a couple of weeks.
That's true.
Hey, Steve, I did want to say one last thing, and that is that Saturday radio should have its own Hall of Fame. It is a totally different animal than Monday through Friday. It's different. It's different listenership. It's a different level of dedication. Getting up early on a Saturday morning, and again, you've done a heck of a job, man.
Well, thank you for that. But I don't. You can put a plaque up here, but no one will see it. You know, that's the problem.
Put it on the outside. Put it over the bank.
Oh yeah,
wear
yeah,
it.
Sure.
Just wear it. Yeah. That's all. Put it on. Yeah, you know.
All right, Gene. We'll see you too, boss.
Okay.
Well.
Take care of yourself.
Thanks, John. Talk Monday.
All right.
That was
thank
nice.
You. Thank you for the kind words.
The great John Iannuzzi.
Yeah.
The reality is, sadly, the listenership for AM radio is just not where it used to be. And even people driving in their cars, you used to bank on that people driving in their cars were going to be listening to AM radio. And so many of them are listening to satellite radio now that it is a much smaller population listening to even talk radio or music on the AM band. That's why I was so happy when we went on to 105.5, because at least we were getting out in a couple of different directions. And we did the Facebook and the WGCH at the same time. So going out in four directions, then you increase your listenership. But it's very difficult, because people wake up in the morning on a Saturday, and what do they want to do? They want to tag sale, or they want to work around their own houses, or they want to do other things. And hard. That's why we're up at 8 o'clock in the morning, because maybe we'll catch people having breakfast or whatever. And when we were on the other station, it was the same thing. We had people who never turned their radio off because they were just diehard talk radio listeners. And we've got quite a few here as well. But, you know, I used to have a woman who listened on WSDC whose name was Archangel. Now, could that be an older name? And then one day she was gone. So, you know, we've lost listenership to attrition, which is unfortunate.
Well, it's also a generational thing.
I think so, because although my granddaughter has come on and recorded a promo, she's not listening to the radio.
No.
She's on TikTok all the time. Maybe that's where we need to go.
Yeah.
Let's go to TikTok. We'll do 10-second things. All right, we got to take a break. You're listening to Around the House. If you are experienced, Gutter Guys are located in Stamford. But
all right,
let's just talk about M&M. M&M Construction is my friend Marek. And every time we've had an idea around the house to do something. I've brought Marek in the first time just to give me some ideas. And that's a wonderful thing. But many times we inspect houses and people say, oh, before we move in, we're going to renovate all this and that. And I'll say to them, do you have a contractor in place? And they'll say, well, no, we'll find one. Well, it's a little bit more time consuming than that. And you want somebody who's going to go take out a permit. You want somebody who's going to do the job properly. And that's M&M Construction. I have gotten tons and tons of testimonials from my clients who I've referred Marek and his guys to. They do a beautiful job. They use the right materials. If you are trying to cheap out something, he'll work with you, but he'll do his best to try and make sure that the job is done top-notch. M&M Construction can be reached at 203-834-9719, 203-834-9719. M&M Construction, FairfieldCountyContractor.com is their website. I urge you to call them at 203-834-9719. Gutter Guys are located in Stamford, but they cover a good deal of lower Fairfield County. And, you know, a lot of times I see houses that don't have any gutters. And the builders will often say to me, oh, you don't need gutters. We've provided enough drainage around the outside of the house. And I will tell you, that is the most nonsensical thing. You need to control the water. When the water is coming down as rain or snow or hail or any other form of water, you need to control it. And so having gutters and leaders is a great idea. And some of the products that they sell include putting up new gutters, putting up new leader pipes, directing water away from the house. And they have all different types of gutter guards and leaf guards and all kinds of things that can make your maintenance much less. So you want to give them a call. It's the Gutter Guys, 203-327-1346, 327-1346. And they do gutter cleaning and power washing, and they'll clean your skylights. Give them a call, Gutter Guys, 203-327-1346, and tell them you heard it on Around the House.
And now, here's Around the House with Steve Gladstone.
Thank you. All right, we're back, and we're taking phone calls. We're getting quite a few phone calls today, 203-661-5051, 203-661-5051. We're back on live on the second half of Facebook. I touched the end of the cord, and that was the end of that one.
Very fragile.
And it, not only is it fragile, but if you don't end it properly, it disappears off Facebook. So they don't even hold it at that point. And I have more hour shows on Facebook than anywhere else. You know, it doesn't delete them. And I never thought we could get away with that, but they leave it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you ever missed the show and you wanted to see it on WGCH.com, there's about four shows that usually get loaded up there, and then they one by one disappear into the smoke.
We've got archive shows, though.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got them going back to, I don't know, how many years?
I don't have those.
Not on
the website.
Not on the website, but in our server, yeah.
So how would they get that?
No, I didn't say that. I just said that
they exist.
Yes, they exist.
Yeah. You could go back to... You know what I was watching last night? It was really very interesting. I was watching Colbert.
Yeah.
And Colbert, you know, Monday he's going back live in the studio in the Ed Sullivan theater.
Yeah.
with an audience, and they're very excited. But last night they played the show that they played the night they stopped having an audience, as the pandemic was just in the midst.
Oh, really?
The night they closed Broadway, the night they closed all of that stuff, and they had only his staff in the audience. And it was really interesting to hear some of the things that they were saying, because it was the first show that they didn't have an audience.
It's very disorienting to have that.
It has to be.
I mean,
you know, we don't expect laughing. We don't, you know, if we make a joke, we assume that you're listening out there. But we don't have that audience, You know, every once in a while, Tony will hit a sound effect or something. But, you know, when my youngest came to the station the first time, he was expecting a studio audience.
Sure.
And it's just the three of us.
Well, radio used to be that. In the 30s and 40s, you'd have an audience.
If you visited WNBC or something, and that would be, you know. But, you know, we're sitting in the little room in the middle of Greenwich having a conversation. And if somebody doesn't call in, it's just the three
it's
of us.
And
my son was so disappointed because he would hear laugh tracks every once in a while or something. He's, where are all those other people?
Where are they sitting?
He visualized this as like an auditorium somewhere with us sitting up on the stage doing this and a whole bunch of people in the front.
People who paid to come in to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. At least made the commitment, like I did on Letterman when I went to visit Letterman. You know, we waited online, and we were prompted to be up, and
they have a guy there.
They're handling
the crowd,
the warm up guy.
Well, it wasn't just one guy. They had a whole group of people that got you excited, and they said, you know, if he doesn't feel the excitement in the crowd, it's going to not be a good show, and so you have a responsibility.
Really?
And blah blah blah. Oh yeah,
I went to Carson. They never did that. Fred came in and
Fred
warned
would
everybody
do it, or Ed McMahon, and would keep going.
Fred came out and talked, and actually he wasn't on. And then during the question and answer, I think I'm trying to remember who did the question. It might have been Doc Severinsen. We'll go back to the early 90s. This was Carson's last year. And somebody said, how's Fred doing? Is he alive still? And I said, no, he is. He's just, you know, not here tonight. But there was no, you got to laugh. You got to cheer.
When we were online, they were hooping us up. They were
really?
They were trying to get us excited.
They'd like to keep that.
And they kept it. And that theater was freezing because they want everybody up.
Yeah. David always wanted a really cold place to be there. He always had that. I remember that.
I said it. You know, I was on WTNH one time for a report about carbon monoxide. And before I was supposed to go on, I said, is there a bathroom I can use? And the guy said, no, you're better if you're holding it. And I looked at him like he was crazy. He said, you'll be much more exciting to listen to. I said, I don't think so. I'll be just looking towards the door more frequently.
I did a webinar once, all right? And I really sucked at it, because I couldn't adapt to not having feedback from people.
It's hard.
It was terrible. Mm-hmm. But it really threw me off because you should have brought
your own laugh track.
Yeah, I should have. Yeah. And you're just so disorienting that it's tough to deal with. Mm-hmm. And that's why we always had an audience when we were taping shows, because they need that energy.
Yeah, you need the energy.
You know, you want to hear the laughs so you can time it right and do all that.
Yeah. Over the years, the amount of dead air when we're just trying to think of what are we going to say next, you know, that's a problem. And you feed off that energy.
Yes, you do. And a lot of, you know.
So I do want to thank people who have called in over the years. That's been very helpful. I was very naive when I first started in 1999
that's AD, right?
AD, yeah.
Right, okay.
These two guys came to my office and said to me, would you like to advertise on this real estate show that's on WSTC? And I said, no. No, I wouldn't like to advertise on it. I could probably do that show.
Oh, there you go.
And that's famous last
you raised and, your
and,
hand.
And
you
the pomposity of me to think that I could do that show. And then they called me up, and I remember the guy's name was Bill Perrier. Do you remember that name?
Yes.
He was a salesperson.
Oh, yeah.
He and
yeah.
one other person, I can't remember the other person, but I have the original letter that they sent me saying, if you think you could do it, the real estate lady is going off the air, and we have an opening. Can you start next week?
Oh, my God.
And there I was. And so that whole week, I was driving in my car, practicing doing commercials and saying, hi, this is Steve Gladstone. Welcome to Around the House.
How'd you come up with the name?
Oh, that was the easy part.
Walking around the house.
That was
the guy with the suspenders.
No, believe me, if I had known that four other people were going to use the same thing around the house with this one and around the house with that one, I probably would have picked something else. But at the time, it seemed like a good...
A natural.
Yeah, so I figured who's going to fight with around the house with Steve Gladstone? I mean, it was good. So that worked out over time. That really worked out. We did it a long time, and I had a bunch of really good board operators that wanted to be part of the radio show. And so it was always a conversation between myself and sometimes the news person would come in. Catherine would come in.
Catherine Grant.
Yeah.
And Dave.
Dave was wonderful. Yeah. But I have pictures of almost everybody who was a board op at that time for me. I must have about 9 different people that were board ops with me over the years because they got paid terrible wages. Mm-hmm. And yet many of them were board ops because they really wanted to be on radio and never really got very much opportunity to do that. And so they would switch jobs eventually. But Dave was on with me for a long time. And the production person, that was another Dave, I think.
Dave Guernsey. Dave Guernsey, yes.
Dave Guernsey did a bunch of shows with me. Ian and the young boy that we had come in here at one point, I'm blanking out on his name right now, mm-hmm. but I had a woman, maybe 2 women that were board ops over time.
That's pretty unusual.
No, not really. Not really.
I
think what's amazing is over all these years, I never learned how to work the board. And we had Marianne as a board operator
she
here.
She never learned
and Bob.
How to use the board either.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't, always on the air. But, you know, that's been really a lot of fun. And I think I'm a much more thoughtful radio host because of all of those different interactions. And also when I was president of ASHI and on the board of the American Society of Film Inspectors, we actually received training in media presentations.
Really?
So we would be videotaped by a professional company and told how to speak and what we were doing wrong, putting our hands in our pockets and not gesturing so that
blinking too much,
and the ands and the uns and all the rest of that. So that helps too.
Yeah,
that helps too. Yep. And I'm a better person for being on the radio, I think.
Yes, you are.
I think so. But we have about a half hour left, so if you want to comment on that, it's 203-661-5051. I'm just trying to think what else I'm doing that is house-oriented. The air conditioners are all working. I'm excited.
Good. That's a good sign.
I uncovered them all.
And I have to check the filters.
And changed filters in the air handlers.
Right.
I have adjusted all the thermostats so that they're on cooling now instead of on heating.
Yeah.
Because that's important with the Nest thermostats.
I have one of those, and I always come in, and my daughter likes it cold. I like it, like, warm rather than cold. And I come home sometimes, and this thing has been blasting, and it's like...
You open up the refrigerator to warm up.
Basically, you know. I moved my bed into the refrigerator, okay. And it's just like, do we really need Arctic weather inside the house, you know?
Yeah, well, we haven't had a breakdown since last year, so I'm really thankful for that. But I had to replace one of the units, which was costly.
Was it old?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It actually made it to 27.
27 years?
Yeah. So New England Total Energy came in and put in a new air handler and a new condensing unit outside. We did have some problems with the heat pump that's in the apartment, but that's been corrected. So right now everything is okay, and I don't want to jinx it at all. But
things balanced.
Things are working. It's always nice when things are working, and I have the sprinkler system operational now, and that's important. And I'm trying to think what else I've been working on. I have my gates working.
Gates are working.
And Peter Aquilina, my dear defense person, I'm going to have to call him up because I ordered another mechanical gate opener for one of my other gates, and he has been so too busy to come and install it.
Wow.
So I have to rattle his chain, and I'm going to be replacing the fencing in the back of the house as soon as I can get Hilton Franco to come by and do that.
It never ends.
No, it's not. It's never ending when you have the plantation.
Yes, that's true.
You know, it's there are always things that need to be done. I've got a section of my roofing that needs to be done, and I want to put the solar panels up. So
what do they estimate is going to be the cost savings?
About $120 a month.
Really?
Yeah. Does that sound like a lot?
It does to me.
Well, my wife is concerned about the aesthetics.
Yeah.
Of putting so many solar panels up on the roof in order to only save $120. But $120 over a bunch of years is a pretty good savings. The problem is my house is big, and we use three times what the average house uses as far as electricity. So I need to cut that bill down because I could use that for more fun things than keeping Eversource going.
Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of additions on there, the airflow.
It's not so much airflow as there's a million things plugged in. I have grandkids that never turn anything off. I have there's 1, 2, 3, 4 refrigerators going all the time. There's dishwashers. There's laundry. There's a lot of things going on that there isn't very much.
Not the normal house.
It's not a normal house. It's more a hostel.
Yeah.
It's not hostile in nature, but there's grandkids living there, and now two more of my grandkids are here for the summer, and they're here a lot, and my son is here with them because he's daddy.
Yeah.
And I've got three grandkids that live with me, and the one kid that lives with me, and and my parents are there now, and there's a lot going on.
And I guess 125 isn't all that.
Well,
big
the thing
a
is,
deal,
I'm spending more than $400 a month on electricity.
Yeah.
So if I could cut that down by a third or a fourth, that would be really nice.
That's a saving.
Does that happen right away, or is that over time?
No, that should happen right away.
Right away,
because I'll be collecting electricity from the sky and generating that. So right away, the bill should go down.
Right. But there's the cost of installation and everything.
Well, that's the remaining part of it, because they're going to make a piece of that. Because it's going to drop it more than it's going to drop it 80%, but I'm only going to benefit for that $120
a month. Oh, so factoring in the cost.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I could buy it or I could rent it. But it really doesn't make sense to buy it,
because
it's a 25-year lease.
Wow. Okay.
And the interest rate is not high, so we're dealing with it. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. All right. Let me tell you a little bit about the Window People. They've been in business over 80 years, doing home improvements and creating home improvement excellence. Ted Davey and I have been friends for more than 35 years, and they're located at 43 McGee Avenue in Stamford. The Window People do all kinds of home improvements at this point, not only windows and doors, but they're doing roofing, they're doing siding, they're doing all kinds of improvements. Their website is www.thewindowpeople.net. You can reach them by dialing 203-323-1804. They've been selling and installing high-quality windows, doors, roofing, skylights, siding, awnings, selling it to homeowners and contractors and businesses in Fairfield and Westchester counties since 1932. And Ted Davey is involved with every aspect of it, and a friend of mine. So when you call him, tell him Steve Gladstone told you to call. Let's just talk about M&M. M&M Construction is my friend Marek. And every time we've had an idea around the house to do something, I've brought Marek in the first time just to give me some ideas. And that's a wonderful thing. But many times we inspect houses and people say, oh, before we move in, we're going to renovate all this and that. And I'll say to them, do you have a contractor in place? And they'll say, well, no, we'll find one. Well, it's a little bit more time consuming than that. And you want somebody who's going to go take out a permit. You want somebody who's going to do the job properly. And that's M&M Construction. I have gotten tons and tons of testimonials from my clients who I've referred Marek and his guys to. They do a beautiful job. They use the right materials. If you are trying to cheap out something, he'll work with you, but he'll do his best to try and make sure that the job is done top-notch. M&M Construction can be reached at 203-834-9719, 203-834-9719. M&M Construction, FairfieldCountyContractor.com is their website. I urge you to call them at 203-834-9719. David Baker, Floor Coverings International of Fairfield, providing all types of flooring solutions from initial design through expert installation, located in Fairfield and New Haven counties. His success is being able to connect with his customers. He makes buying floors easy, safe, and effortless, striving to provide a different experience from anything else that people have ever experienced before. He's part of Floor Coverings International, an organization with over 115 locations throughout the U.S. and Canada, offering a wide selection of flooring products in several price ranges, including carpet, hardwood, natural stone, ceramic tile, laminate flooring, vinyl, specialty materials, and eco-friendly selections, including renewable, sustainable hardwood products, natural linoleum, cork, and bamboo. What makes them different is they bring the store to you. So you call and make an appointment at 203-386-1776, and he brings the mobile display room to your door. And he'll bring in the samples, show you what you need to know, and you pick it, he measures it, and they'll come and install it. He brings the store to your door and inspiration to your feet. That's Floor Coverings International of Fairfield, 203-386-1776.
You're listening to Steve Gladstone and Around the House.
Thank you, Jay.
Who was that masked man?
Who was that masked man? All right, so 203-661-5051.
Maybe for the last show, we'll have everybody that ever recorded do it live for you, do an intro live.
How are they going to do that?
I'll track them down. I don't know.
Really? Well, have them all here.
You could do that. Raise your
hand. Have them all here.
I'll have them all here. I'm lined up. Yeah. We always thought about doing that one time for the news, having instead of sound bites, we would just have each person speak their piece.
Really?
Be in the green room. If they didn't make it, they'd get pushed to the next day, you know, kind of a Carson type thing.
That's great. You know, it was always interesting when I would go to WSDC when they were in Norwalk.
Yeah.
And the people that worked there had a totally different attitude towards the people that had weekend shows.
Oh, there's a hierarchy in their heads?
Oh, believe me. There was staff and there were advertisers. And we were treated as advertisers, not one of the things. Rocco, the owner of this station, thanked me for being on. And I really appreciated that.
Sure.
And I've always, with Tony and Marianne and some of the other people here, I've always been treated as part of the station, where with WSTC, every once in a while, they would take me out for a contract breakfast.
Oh, lucky you.
Okay? So we would sit somewhere and we would have eggs, and then we would talk about what my contract was going to be for the next year.
So you were all at the same table.
Well, it was just two of us or three of us.
He was at the small table, though.
Yeah.
And for those of you listening, it was always how much I was going to pay, not how much I was going to get paid. And then I would have to go out and sell my advertising. But I was never treated like I belonged there. It was just that I was an advertiser. And that was unfortunate because it didn't have to be that way.
Right, that's so
well, they had a different attitude toward on-air people.
Yeah.
With the sales staff and the on-air people, believe it or not, were really not supposed to mix, which makes no sense. Because if they're trying to promote how great we are, right. If you don't know the person.
I would sit down with with John Roman and with Dave Guernsey and other people and have conversations that were really fun. I would hang out every once in a while, but it was never the same. And I think that was the atmosphere that Robin created. Mm-hmm. There was not a family there. It was not people. You know, whenever I would come in here, Marianne would welcome me and all the rest of it. It was really nice. Bob has always been wonderful to be around, and you've gone out of your way in every way possible.
We're just happy to see anybody here.
Yeah.
Go in here. What's this building? You know,
when I first joined my networking group, I used to stand up like 5 minutes into my networking group, and I would have to go out into the hallway because I would give this Friday afternoon tip of the week with John Labarca.
Oh.
And Labarca is hysterical. I'm not even sure he's still working, but he used to curse at me. Horrible, horrible things he would say to me on the phone until the second we went on the air. And then it would be, and now we've got Steve Gladstone here who's going to give a tip of the week and blah, blah, blah. And he was wonderful. But he would curse like crazy until we were on the air.
Psychotic people.
Yeah, but hysterical, you know. And I never knew what I was in for.
You know, years ago when I'd done a few warm-ups for audiences and stuff. And we were on a break for dinner. I won't say what the show was or anything. And everybody was walking around, and I sat down at one of the tables, all right? And the star of the show came over to me and said, "This is for the actors." And I said, "Oh, excuse me." I had to get up and move to another table because I was stepping on their property, apparently.
Yeah, you know? It's unfortunate.
And it was like
these egos.
And by the way, move that spoon back to where you found it.
Yeah, you know, it's like it wasn't. It's a system.
It's a team.
Anywhere you work is a system. Yeah. Everybody has to contribute, and everybody gets credit for what they do. You know, no one's better than anybody else because you take one person out, and the whole thing falls apart.
Sometimes
basically.
It does. You know, sometimes it does. I mean,
it's like a piece of music where one instrument that you think is insignificant, you take it out, it all of a sudden sounds different.
Right.
It doesn't sound right. It's not as lush.
But it wasn't any name I had mentioned before on this show,
okay.
Ever. It wasn't anybody that...
And you don't want to name them now?
No, I don't.
Well, then you're being very nice.
Well, that person is now deceased, so
oh,
I don't
okay.
want, I, you know,
yeah.
But it wasn't anybody I ever mentioned here.
That's too bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the problems with getting older is that you look at the obituaries and you can't believe people that you know or knew have passed away. And I want to try and remember today to give condolences to Bart Goldberg's family. Bart and I went to film school together, and his mom died. And I doubt that he listens to this radio station, but he last time I touched base with him, he was living in Westport. But I saw an obituary for his mom, and always feel bad when I see things like with people I know. And as you get older, it doesn't, you don't feel comfortable with it, but you realize that it's happening all around you.
Oh, absolutely.
And when my father-in-law hit 100, and he said to me, "All my friends are dead. All of my family is dead except for younger ones.
Right.
And all of the soldiers that I served with are dead." And, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter if the phone rings. I know it's not for me, you know.
Yeah, right.
And it's sad when it gets to that point. This can be a lonely world. It can really be a lonely world.
It can. My mom used to say, yeah, these are not the golden years. These are the rusty years.
The rusty years, yeah. I like that. Yeah. Oh, well.
But.
So I am going to deliver those two prizes that I owe to Nancy and Ted. And if they're home, they can say hi. But I'm not going to have a lot of time, so I'm going to be doing a quick loop to drop them off.
But that will be done. And, you're doing that today or in the near future? Okay.
No, I'm going to do that today, hopefully, if I can find their houses.
Okay.
And if they're not home, I'm just going to leave a present in their mailbox.
Yes, good idea.
Or in their storm door or whatever. But I have to get back for other things, so I may not be able to spend a lot of time.
Do you have a tip of the week?
A tip of the week.
Let's swear at you first, and then Gene and I will unload. Well,
you can mouth it. You don't have to say it into your microphone. My tip of the week, believe it or not, a lot of people forget that during the spring, there are a lot of buds and other garbage debris that end up in the gutters and leaders that can very easily clog up things. And also birds sometimes will nest in the gutters.
I have a problem with them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so getting someone to come in or getting yourself up on a ladder and doing some gutter cleaning is often a wise thing to do this time of the year, because as we have a lot of rain, what happens is if the leader pipe is clogged, the gutter is going to simply overflow, and you're going to get water splashing down in places where you might not want it, and that water could end up coming into the basement. And you would not believe how many phone calls I get from people who are saying, we never had water in the basement, but we're getting it now. And the first things that you should be looking at is the conditions of your gutters and the extensions on the leader pipes to make sure that they're connected and that the water is running away from the house. So get out there and check that before the next rainstorm and do a little cleaning to make sure that your gutters and leaders are working properly.
That's why they're called leaders, right? To lead away from the
house. They lead the water away from the house, absolutely. And a lot of times leader drains go to splash blocks. A lot of times they get wet and the splash blocks settle backwards and the water runs backwards towards the house.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have window wells that the covers have become damaged and water gets in there. And those window wells cover the windows going into the basement. If that wall area gets wet a lot, that water is going to try and get into the basement.
And most times it will.
Well, water follows the path of least resistance.
Absolutely.
So if there's a crack or if the cement, and cement is very typically porous, water will follow that path and eventually either evaporate into the room or flood into the room. And if you've got carpeting and carpet padding, 2 days later you're going to have mold. Now, I'm not one who's afraid of mold, but if you are allowing water into your basement and you've got floor coverings, that's going to end up being a smelly mess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I know we have, I was saying about my car, I was going to say earlier, my birds are using my car for target practice.
Mm-hmm.
And
how are they doing? Pretty good?
They're doing pretty well. They're doing better than I am. and it's just... You know, I love birds. They're fine. Stay away from my car.
Really?
Because that stuff will just eat through the paint initially, you know, if you leave it on there long enough.
You know, when I was in South Africa, I went to a zoo, and there were apes. And you know what apes like to do?
Well, yeah, but we're on the air. Yeah. But seriously.
Well, I was standing off to one side with my movie camera, and I was watching these chimpanzees. And these chimpanzees had little puddles around their cage, and they would poop. And then they would flick the poop at the people watching them outside the cage. And people would go, what's that? Oh! And they would get hit by this. And it was a consistent thing that the monkeys liked to do.
See,
they
smarter.
Found it humorous.
Right.
Because people would react.
Right.
So we'll do more of it. Took was a little bit of flicking, and they would wet their fingers in these little puddles and then flick the poop at people, and then the people would react. So that was their entertainment.
Yeah, apparently.
Now, I don't know about the birds giggling about hitting your car.
Well.
But if you were flicking poop, you probably would miss the car more than they're hitting
it. Yeah,
yeah. So they must be doing it on purpose.
Well, Red Skelton used to have, there's a name you don't hear much of. And he had
this thing. It's too bad.
You know, yeah, he was a funny guy. And there were like two seagulls that were talking, and one of them says, did you see that red car down there? He says, yeah, I spotted it this morning. You know, that was the big joke, you know. It's exactly, you know. Boy, Red Skelton, how many people in this room have ever heard of Red Skelton?
Oh,
probably
wow.
The three of us.
The three of us.
Studio audience, anybody?
Yeah.
Raise your hands. We've got a couple smattering of people, yeah.
Red had a number of different personality characters that he would play.
Yeah.
And, Freddy
the Freeloader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a number of things. You know, you can still find stuff on the internet.
Oh, yes.
That is hysterical.
Yeah. And at Channel 13, once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Have a thing to ride those.
You see, that's the beauty of public TV and public radio is that sometimes you'll catch an old radio show or something like that. And it's really nice to be able to reminisce. You know, we never knew why the center closet in our house on Long Island was called the McGee Closet. But it was named after Fibber McGee and Molly.
Right, right.
And that was a closet that every time he opened the door, everything would fall out.
Right.
And our closet in the center of the house was always stocked to the gills with all kinds of things. And that
it was like a junk drawer.
But it was the running
closet.
Joke. It's in the McGee closet.
Yeah, yeah.
And we never really, you know, for years I thought it was the McGee closet. But it was the McGee, Fibber McGee. Hmm. Yeah. And you listen to there's actually radio stations on YouTube and other things where you can listen to some of these old radio stations, radio shows, and they were phenomenal.
Yeah, they were.
They were well written.
Jack Benny. I mean,
they were well written and very funny and very clean. And, you know, the jokes were corny but funny.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It was pure entertainment. Like I said, you couldn't work dirty. I mean, you'd never work anywhere.
No, you'd never work again.
That'd be the end of it. But they did, you know, Red Skelton. And there were always the guy, you know, Maury Amsterdam. You see all these people who were on these shows all the time.
Yeah.
And people don't know who they are anymore, you know.
Well, that's the problem. Time goes on and, you know, the kids are on the internet and they're on TikTok and all these other sites.
Well, you know, I was watching the Kennedy Center for Honors 2 weeks ago, whatever, and one of the people that was there was Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
He was like 98 or something, you know. And you look at him, they played a couple of clips of him, you know, on the show, coming in, tripping over the
ottoman. Yeah.
And you say, he was hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the shows were really, really good. And
it was
laugh.
The beginning of TV. It
yeah.
was, you know, it was fresh material. Now we've reworked the same scripts in so many different ways where they've taken things and reworked
just
it.
Just tweak them, you know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or we'll do a female version of it.
Yeah.
Or we'll do a kid version of it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got about a minute and a half left. So don't call in now. Don't call in now.
Take down somebody memory lane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Turn the phone banks off.
Did you?
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how.
The phone banks.
They turn off by themselves all the time anyway.
So. One day, somebody will put a fresh battery in this phone and it won't be blinking, needs a new battery.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that as my last contribution
last
to
thing.
The radio station. All right. Try and have a nice day. Stay out of the rain if we get rain.
Yep.
If it gets nicer, enjoy it. Go smell some flowers. I was walking around last night and it smelled so good out. It was nice.
Yeah.
Stay healthy. Wear your mask if you're going to be around a lot of other people. Go get vaccinated if you haven't been. Stop dragging your feet on this stuff. We need everybody. And we'll see everybody next week.